rock and roll music is all very well, but what do you think the new vicar is going to say?
But Lord Carstairs, I am the new vicar.
But this is preposterous. I say, madam, what are you doing here? If the new vicar finds you, there'll be hell to pay. I hate to tell you this, Mayor Hacknell Spiffington, but this is the new vicar. Good Lord! I say, what's all this infernal racket? I don't know, Lady Wisby Trent Spumpington Beaufort. Perhaps you should ask the new vicar. What the?
I'm sorry, is there a problem?
There certainly is. You're a woman.
What? I am. I was wondering what these were.
Pardon?
That was the final in this series of Keeping Up the Vicar. Thank Christ. Just a reminder that the book of this series is a complete heap of shite. It's available now from your ABC shop for $18.95. Although I'm sure if you wait a month, it'll be in one of those cutout bins out the front for just $3.50. And don't forget, the latest book of Bush Tucker recipes is available now at your ABC shop. It's a large format softback, and it's a damn sight tastier than any of the crap pictured inside. Oh, I've forgotten. Oh yes, just a reminder. The best of Birds of a Feather is a complete contradiction in terms. And fans of The Bill will be pleased to hear there's still another 17,000 episodes sitting on the shelf. And yes, we're going to show every last one of them. And don't forget Rumpole of the Bailey. How could you? We've screened every series at least 15 times. This is really starting to get annoying now, isn't it? And stay tuned now for the first in a brand new series of One Foot in the Vicar, originally screened in Britain in 1983. In tonight's episode, Judy Dench guest stars as the same sort of character she usually plays.
Good evening. This is ABC News. I'm not good enough to be poached by one of the commercial stations. And first to today's general election. In a surprise outcome that had...
And just a reminder, Peter Russell Clark has a new video, 101 Things to Do with a Carrot. I thought of a 102nd, but he wasn't too receptive.
A result that certainly no one predicted. More news in the next hour.